No Holy Ghost, no heaven. It's as if when we say rapture, some people think there's another way. No. So let's say it boldly. No Holy Ghost, no heaven. Forget heaven. If you don't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will never go to heaven. So you have to wake up and be sure. Come. How will it be at that day? I have casted out devil. I have prayed. I have raised thunder and fire. Scattered the devil. Thunder, fire, Satan. This one, that one. Then at the end of the day, Satan will ask you, so you later came here. And you later came here. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost is also the revealer of God. When the Lord Jesus said in John 17:3, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent, he said, this is life eternal. The only person that can reveal God to you is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The pastor can preach and preach and teach you. But if that spirit is not in you, there's a limit to the revelation you can receive from the pastor. Many people in Christendom today, they only know about God. They don't know God. There's a difference. Many people in Christendom today only know about God, but they don't know God. And you can never truly know God without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In 1 John 2 from verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. He's not saying there will be no pastors and teachers in the body. But he's telling you, the real revealer of God to you is the Holy Ghost. That is why I see many people. And when I talk, let us always bring it home. When a sister, I've seen a lot of people in this church, I've seen funny characters. When the pastor will say, if you have the Holy Ghost, stand up. You see them stand up. Then shortly after that, a sister will come open church and be pastoring. I can boldly say from the authority of the word of God that sister does not have the Holy Ghost. The prophets that goes to pastor a church after hearing the truth, not the one that is doing it in ignorance. I mean the one from Bread Assembly that goes to open a church after hearing the truth. Forget it. He only has an anointing. He doesn't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost rebukes. He reproves. He corrects. He guides. John 16:13 says what? John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do what? Guide you into all truth. So let's be sincere. Sincerity is one of the greatest problems. Insincerity, one of the greatest problems in Christianity today. That is why many people who carry the Bible, go to church, and yet miss the rapture. Because they're not sincere. You can't say you have the Holy Ghost. And when truth is revealed to you, you are walking contrary to it. No, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, you will be constrained by the Spirit within you. Apostle Paul said, we cannot do anything against the truth, but for the truth. You will be constrained. You will be guided. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? You will be led by the Spirit of God. So how can you say you have the Holy Ghost and truth has been revealed to you from the altar of Bride Assembly and you still choose to walk in error? Umba, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't. Let's be very sincere. You don't. The Holy Ghost will not deny himself. He cannot write something and deny it. So he's the revealer of God. And then some foolish brothers will also go from Bride Assembly and go and be pastors under the woman ministry. And you were in Bread Assembly and you fell under anointing. Everybody saw you. That was all that happened to you. You only fell under anointing. You didn't receive the Holy Ghost baptism. The best thing God can do for you is to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost before he gives you an anointing. Because so many people who are anointed and have not received the Holy Ghost, it's only a few that will be sincere enough to say they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the anointing deceives. The anointing, you mean God is talking to me. I see God, the Ancient of Days appears to me. And you're telling me I don't have the Holy Ghost? No, come on, you'll be saying nonsense. And yet, from the basis of the word of God, you might be void of the Holy Ghost. Brother and sister, we need to know what we are believing God for. If not, the camp will come and go, and it will not benefit you very well. You might only end up having a manifestation, having an anointing, but the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost might also escape you. Praise God. He's the revealer of God. He's the eternal life. He's the hope of resurrection. He's the power of God's grace. He's the power to become the child of God. He's the rest for the genuine believer. He's God's power of transformation. Is the fruit of heaven, the taste of heaven. Defining the Holy Ghost is inexhaustible. But I want to just say this few, just as a picture of what you are believing God for. You know, some people, since you started this fast, your prayer for the Holy Ghost has been very, very poor. You are participating in the fast quite all right, but you are not even desperate for the Holy Ghost. It's simply because you don't know who he is and what he's supposed to do in your life. We must wake up. There's the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism. The Spirit can be upon you and yet it's not within you. And if it's not within you, you don't have eternal life. You are not saved. You are only a borrowed vessel. Wake up, brethren, and be sure you are truly converted. The second preparation, having known who the Holy Ghost is, the second step in preparing for the Holy Ghost is in emptying yourself. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. Having known who he is and what he's supposed to do in your life, to truly receive him, you must be empty. Let me repeat myself. To truly receive the Holy Ghost, you must be empty. Because once you are full, where will the Holy Ghost dwell? Let's see something. Let's learn something from the story of 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings 4 from verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even what? Are we reading together? Even what? The brothers are more lively than the sisters today. Even what? Empty vessels, borrow not a few. Verse 4. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Verse 5. We are reading, please. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Verse 6, please. And it came to pass. What happened? Let's read now. When the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, do what? Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. Then what happened? Hey, if there is not an empty vessel, the oil will stay. If there is not an empty vessel to receive the oil will stay. My brother and sister, if you are too full, you can't receive the Holy Ghost. And that is the problem in many of us. You are too full. There must be some emptying in our lives so that we can receive the oil. If you are too full and they pour the oil, what will happen? The oil will pour away. The oil cannot stay. The oil will pour away. Many of us are full. Many of us are full of worldliness. Many of us are full of the fashions of this world. Many of us are full of the spirit of entertainment. In this consecration period, you have 90 minutes to spare to watch Chelsea and Manchester City. Brother, you are full. You are very full. Don't expect the Holy Ghost. You are too full. Because when he wants to come, there's Chelsea and Manchester City filling you up. You have the leisure to watch close enemies. To watch Mehek or whatever it's called. You are full. You have the leisure to watch immoral, ungodly comedy skits. That is the one that is raining now. TikTok, likey. Things that do not profit us. You are very full. When you are full, the Holy Ghost cannot enter. It's a principle. The oil will stay. Many of us are too full of the fashions of this world. A sister in Bride Assembly is still struggling to put away attachment. When for no reason, not that anything is wrong with your hair, but just out of fashion. You are full. Which Holy Ghost are you expecting? You are still full of that ungodly relationship you are keeping. That is not profiting you. You are too full of your godly company, your godly friends you have. There are Christians in their business place that do business the way the worldly people around do. You hike the price, you lie, you do this, you do that. You are too full. Hey, in the baptism of Jesus, in Matthew 3, the Bible says, the Spirit of God like a dove came upon him. Why did he come upon him? Because Jesus was a lamb. If Jesus was a wolf or a dog, when the dove was coming, the wolf or the dog would bark, the dove would fly away. A dove is a very gentle bird, harmless and gentle. The Bible said the Spirit of God like a dove came upon him because he was a lamb. If he were a dog, whoa, dove would take his flight. If you were a wolf, the dove will take his flight. If you were a goat, you want to headbutt the dove will take his flight. The dove will only come upon a lamb. But many of us are full. We are like that dog and that wolf. There are people here, it pains me when I see people that have been here for a long time and the spirit of what you are doing here has not entered them. And yet they are regular church members. There's nothing that saddens my heart more than that. There are some of us that are too full. Gifted brother and sister, you are charging money. You are full. You are a wolf, a dog. So the dove cannot come upon you. We hear and we see things in this church. When a sister that knows you're a rich brother, we give you a message. I see you giving me flowers so that you marry me. We'll set up, cook and set up prophecy for you. How will the dove come upon such a person except she empties herself? How will the dove come upon you, choristers? When you sing, Jesus is mine. And in your phone, there's Davido and Whiskey. There's Flavor and Techno. How will the dove come upon us? There is no magic in receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I have seen all through the Bible, there are instances of people receiving the Holy Ghost even before water baptism in Jesus' name. But there's no instance of anybody receiving the Holy Ghost before repentance. Take your Bible and show me. There is no instance of anybody receiving the Holy Ghost before repentance. Because He says he stands at the door and he's knocking, but you must open. If you do not open, he will not enter. Jesus does not force himself on somebody. When he's forcing himself on you, we see some people, he will chain, they'll be shouting. He's so that he can get their attention so that they can open the door. Jesus does not force himself on anybody. When he resurrected, two disciples were on the way to Emmaus. He was with them, talking with them. Yet they reached where they were going, and Jesus continued his own journey. Until they said, Master, abide with us. That was when he turned in and blessed them, opened their eyes. My brother and sister, if you don't empty yourself, your fasting will be in vain. Some of us are expecting, you've seen somebody that has magic in his hand. Receive the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost. That is not it. Even if you fall down, if you have not emptied yourself, he only knocked. But there was no place for him to dwell, so he will go back. Repentance, emptying ourselves, is necessary if you want to receive the Holy Ghost. You must turn away from the works of the flesh. You must turn away from every element of worldliness. Let's be sincere. You have attended Jew camp for how long? Why has there not been any true transformation? Why can you not boast of any true conversion? You know it. Why? It's not because there is no Holy Ghost. It's not because God does not honor his word when he calls for a meeting like this. The Holy Ghost came, but you are too full. So where will he dwell? He has to go back. Some of us have to empty ourselves of gossips. Some of us must empty ourselves of hatred in the church. Some need to empty themselves of envy. When you hear that people set traps from themselves in the church, you know, it can cause heart attack. Because you are coming from the world. You think you are supposed to be saved in the church. And then in the same church, well, Ecclesiastes 3:16 says it all. It says that in the place of righteousness, wickedness was there. It says it, Ecclesiastes 3:16. My brother and sister, we must be empty. That is the principle. If not, at most, you will fall under anointing and receive a gift. But this taste of heaven will never be your lot. Search you. That is the purpose of the consecration. You are searching yourself. Lord, empty me. Empty me of myself. Empty me of my worldly ways. Empty me of my pride. Empty me even of my laziness. I cannot read my Bible or pray. Empty me of everything that is not of you, that you might fill me with you. If you are too full, there is no place for him. Thought preparation, you must test. The thought preparation is you must be thirsty. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they which do what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Many of us are not yet desperate for the Holy Ghost. That test is desperation. A man that is thirsty, that has not drank water for days. Let's say he was in captivity. Let's just assume that maybe kidnappers kidnapped him and then he escaped. And for a period of 7 or 8 days, he has not drank water. And he sees a tap somewhere. How do you think he will go? Even if he has not eaten, adrenaline will pump him. He will run and rush to that tap. If it's a river, he can even dive inside. That is what test can do. How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you for the Holy Ghost? Until you know that receiving the Holy Ghost is life. Without this Holy Ghost, you are condemned and dead. Until your test reaches that level that, he said, I get this Holy Ghost or I die. Then you are not ready for him. Heaven does not help those who help themselves. Me, I will say heaven help those who want to help themselves. That's how I put it. How thirsty are you? Some of us are still satisfied by the things of this world, so we are not thirsty enough for the Holy Ghost. He will not fill you. Earlier on, I said that God's greatest gift, God's most expensive gift, is this Holy Ghost baptism. If you are not desperately thirsty for Him, then you are not a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Evidence you're a candidate for the Holy Ghost is the test you have for the Holy Ghost. There are some people that are fasting for gifts and anointing in this program. Father, let me receive anointing so that I'll be seeing vision like Prophet Sunday. Let me receive anointing so that I'll be prophesying like Sister Marachi. And yet you know you have not, if you have received the Holy Ghost, that's a different case. Yes, you know you have not received the Holy Ghost. That shows you are not thirsty. Some, their prayer throughout this period has been business breakthrough, business breakthrough, business breakthrough. And yet you know you have not received the Holy Ghost. It shows you are not thirsty. The test for the Holy Ghost must go beyond any other thing. You must get to an estate of, is either I get it or I die trying. How thirsty are you for the Holy Ghost? If you are not desperate, forget it. Forget it, forget it. December 10, 2015. The camp, it was a Thursday morning. The camp was about to round off. And the overseer walked up to me and said, you have been believing God for the Holy Ghost. Mind you, since I came to this church in 2011, I've been having different experiences. That was not my first time of following the anointing or having any experience. I have been, in fact, genuine tongues, original tongues, I have spoken it before that day. But yet, I knew I did not have the Holy Ghost by my knowledge of the scripture. Walked up to me, it's an unforgettable day in my life. But what I want to drive out is, he only walked up to me and said, I'm believing God for the Holy Ghost. He did not see my sleepless nights on the mountain. He did not see my sleepless nights in the camp. He did not see my own 30 days of fasting on my own. 2015 and now, you can see that I'm much fatter than before. You know, Acts 13, they make me lean before. I was not believing God for any breakthrough. It was the Holy Ghost baptism. Because I caught the revelation of who the Holy Ghost is. Did not see my own sleep. He just came to me. You are believing God for the Holy Ghost. And that's it. God did it. Sealed me up that day. But between me and my God, I knew my own cry. My own desperate hours. I knew when I said, forget it. He said that you give me the Holy Ghost, I perish. Forget it. You must get to the estate, brother. What is worth living for when you don't have the Holy Ghost? You must get to that estate. Jacob got to an estate where he knew that if God does not change him. He's a dead man. He held on to God and said, I will never let you go unless you bless me. He held the heel of God, right? In believing God for the Holy Ghost, you don't hold his heel or his legs, his waist. You hold his neck. You hold God's neck. You hold him. You strangulate God. Give me the Holy Ghost. I will kill you, God, and kill myself. Join. That is the mindset you should take. How desperate are you? Lack of desperation is evidence you are not a candidate for the Holy Ghost. That's why just 21 days, or just 21 days, you fast today. Tomorrow, you not fast. Next tomorrow, you fast. Tomorrow, you not fast. Next tomorrow, you fast. It's because you are not desperate enough. If you are desperate, if the pastor has said from January 1st to June, we'll be fasting, it is not a price too much to pay for the Holy Ghost. If people can fast 100 days for healing and deliverance and breakthrough, then we should be able to fast 1,000 days for Holy Ghost baptism. How desperate are you? These are the way to prepare for the Holy Ghost baptism. First, know who He is. Then empty yourself of everything that ought not to be. Then be desperate. Let that desperation, that thirst consume you. And then cry unto Him in prayers. Because He assured us in Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, Oh, if you, your son will ask you, Daddy, give me money for gala, and you will give him. He says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And he says in Matthew 7:7, what? Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. How desperate are you? Let's be on our feet. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench. Even today, I believe the Lord is going to visit somebody. Of my soul. Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want. Let's be on our feet, brothers and sisters. There's a song I love to sing. The song is a prayer. Come and take your place. Somebody with your eyes closed and your heart opened. If you know that song, sing along. In my life. In these 5 minutes to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. I want you to imagine Jesus standing before you now. We are going to sing this song. Your eyes closed. Touch my life, oh Lord, touch my life, touch my life, Lord.
Touch my life, oh Lord, touch my life,
oh Lord,
oh Lord, touch my life,
touch my life. Let's continue that song. Me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A touch that produces a definite experience.
Touch my life.
Touch me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Touch my life. Oh Lord. Touch my life. Oh Lord.
Touch my life.
Touch my life.
One more time. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. Yes, sir. Amen. And he will touch somebody's life today. Let that person that is in expectation say amen.